watching it all.
I know. All righty, as leading with 2020 vision, which is something we do with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and ourselves, we say good morning to Josh Hewitt. Josh, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's been a while since we've talked to you.
I know. I think I owe everyone an apology. I think I missed my last time I was supposed to be on here.
Okay, so, not a problem.
Please excuse me.
All right, we can do that. So, how you think we're doing?
Well, I guess it depends on what terms you're asking me about. How are we doing as a county, period, or coronavirus? Financially,
since this is kind of coronavirus related, let's go with coronavirus. How are we doing with that?
Around here, things seem to be status quo, and we seem to be able to have, flatten the curve here in Indiana. But you look at it as a nation, I think we're headed the wrong direction.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's 36 states that are going the wrong way. We're one of the ones that are staying steady, but there's only two states that are going the way that everybody would like us to go. So, I'm not too sure with it being summer and people like to get out and they've been cooped up. I'm not too sure how the best way to go about doing this is.
Yeah, I agree. It's human nature not to want to be cooped up and isolated, so it's tough. But it's not a huge sacrifice that people are being asked to make. We're wearing a mask. It isn't that big a deal, in my opinion. If you're a big believer in things like science and facts, like I am, it's proven that those are the types of things that are going to make a difference, and that's what Dr. Tharp and Rodney Wan have been preaching around here is the social distancing and the masks.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like they're asking you to wear it 24/7. It's just when you're out in public, around people. And to me, that's, you're not only, and now there, there's the possibilities, and I've seen some research coming out of John Hopkins where wearing a mask is not only protecting the others around you, but it's showing that it's protecting you as well.
Sure. And like you said, it's not like you're being asked to wear the thing 24/7 or so I have a little kind of a hard time with some of the folks understanding how folks think it's a violation of their freedom and rights and things like that. It's just common sense.
We have
my grandparents' generation was that. I mean, they had to storm the beaches at Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking people to wear a mask.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Small sacrifice.
Yeah, there's now three counties in the state that are making masks mandatory. Do you think we're getting to that point? And if so, how do you think it's going to be handled?
As far as Clinton County is concerned, I think there would have to be a huge spike here, and there would have to really be an intense, acute, localized problem in order for us to take some kind of extraordinary measure like forcing, making it mandatory. I think we've done it. Folks around here have done a good job of following the guidelines, and I don't think those steps are necessary yet.
Well, of course, the other thing that helps us is we have no beaches, and we're primarily an older community as well. That also works in our favor as well.
Right. Most people around here, they're not. They don't travel a lot. They're not being exposed to, the other states where we're seeing the spikes.
Well, and technically, we're considered a rural county because we don't have a lot. We have a pretty decent population in Frankfort itself, but we're still considered a rural community. So, like you said, people aren't getting out and traveling. And even if they are out, your next neighbor is a half mile down the road. So, it's not a lot of population to have that kind of exposure.
That's right.
But I think we're fortunate to be in a rural county right now. I mean, sometimes you hear folks complain about that, but, it certainly worked to our advantage in this situation for sure. And as a state, I think we've done a good job. We've had a unified response through Governor Holcomb and the Indiana State Department of Health. And, I think the results speak for themselves. And I think that's the difference between Indiana and the United States, is that we had a unified response here. We did not have a unified national response to this. I mean, it was just...
Yeah, I agree.
It just didn't exist.
I agree. I think they could have learned a lot from the way Holcomb has, Governor Holcomb has handled things. I really do.
Okay. Josh, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it. Like I said, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I appreciate the folks here in Clinton County continuing to be diligent and trying to get through this pandemic. And like I said, I think our results speak for themselves.
Okay.
Hopefully those will continue. So.
Yes, hopefully that will continue as well.
All right.
Folks. Josh, thanks much. Great. Right. Take care of yourself. All right.
Yep, thanks.
All right. That's been Josh Hewitts, President of the Clinton County Commissioners. He's been our guest on Leading with 2020 Vision. That's a little thing we do, talking about the COVID-19 situation between us and the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. Anybody got